AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate can take a stand against the Iran war today.
We have a chance to say enough to Donald Trump's military insanity. Today, the Senate will vote to discharge a bipartisan resolution led by Senators Kaine, Schiff, Paul, and myself to put a halt to military activity in Iran without congressional approval.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the war could last longer than officials had indicated so far.
We can say 4 weeks, but it could be six, it could be eight, it could be three. Ultimately, we set the pace and the tempo. The enemy is off balance, and we're going to keep him off balance.
Hegseth says a U.S. submarine sank an Iranian warship with a torpedo in international waters near Sri Lanka. Turkey says NATO defenses intercepted an Iranian ballistic missile before it entered Turkish airspace. Officials report more than 1,000 dead in Iran. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is before a House committee. She was asked by Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin about the shooting deaths of two people by government officers during the immigration crackdown in Minnesota.
Based on what you know today, were Renee Good and Alex Preddy domestic terrorists?
There's ongoing investigations, and so I can't.
So you still don't know? You think that's an open question?
I would think you would want there to still be investigations going into these situations.
Noem blamed violent protesters for contributing to the chaos officers encountered. Police in London say they've arrested three men suspected of spying for China in violation of the UK's National Security Act. One of the three men is the husband of a lawmaker from the governing Labour Party. The House Ethics Committee is investigating a Texas congressman over allegations that include having an affair with an aide. The committee leader said in a statement, an investigative panel will look into whether Republican Tony Gonzalez engaged in sexual misconduct toward an employee and whether he discriminated unfairly by dispensing special favors or privileges. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street after 2 days of sharp swings, driven by worries over how high crude oil prices will go because of the war with Iran. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 211 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.3%. Uncertainty about the war has sent markets careening up and down this week. Crude oil prices were easing a bit Wednesday after surging over the past few days as traders worried about the flow of oil from the Middle East being disrupted. Higher costs for energy and fuel could drive all kinds of prices higher by increasing costs for transportation. Seth Sutel, New York.
Prices for Russian oil have risen along with global crude prices. It's going to put more money in Russia's government coffers that it can use to pay for its own war against Ukraine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.